There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, is here. Our new year is upon us. Michael has decided to have the same opportunity with you every week that he has had over the past X number of years. And most of us, when we look at each other, we think, we've been doing this long? Yes, we have. And we find the whole business is modifying. Issues are modifying. It becomes really interesting to see everybody's take on it. So Michael has his take, as the research is done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, into the top talk stories of the week. And the people talked about the top 10 list. There are two of them, and Michael's going to get started, number one, with the stories list.
That's right. As we move ourselves into 2015 and the 21st century, the digital age, you and I have been doing this, I calculated, since the first half a microsecond beyond the Big Bang.
So
it's been an amazing long ride.
Amazing, yes.
National Football League playoffs at number 10. The Palm Beach pedophile case at 9. The death of iconic governor and American political figure Mario Cuomo, talk radio figure Mario Cuomo, at number 8. The New York Police Department and Mayor de Blasio tensions at number 7. The Keystone Pipeline redo at number 6. The really, as they say in New England, the wicked U.S. cold snap at number 5. At number 4, the 2016 presidential prospects. At number 3, sinking oil prices and financial markets activities. The new GOP Congress is at number 2. And number 1, the Charlie Hebdo massacre and radical Islam, what's going on in Paris, and the implications upon the world order. That's your stories for this past week. Let's look at the people. At number 10, a wide variety of football players, including Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. At number 9, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein. At number 8, Mario Cuomo, Bill de Blasio at 7. At number 6, Rick Santorum and Jeb Bush. Number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, John Kerry. Mitch McConnell is at 3. John Boehner is at 2. And Barack Obama is at number 1. I guess nothing changes on New Year's Day.
A lot of people are wondering who Charlie Hebdo is. Charlie Hebdo is not a person, at least not in this circumstance, but the location, the name of the company, the operation, the site of the massacre, and then the ensuing story, the drama at the kosher meat market, and shootouts here and shootouts there. It's really interesting. A lot of the essence of the conversation this week, Michael, that I've been participating in on my various programs, has focused on why it is that the news media is not telling people what's actually going on. I went on the air, and this is not about Doug Steffen, what a wonderful guy he is. It just seems to me that as news talk radio depends on those who report the news to bring us around to having these conversations that we have about the issues of the day, that there ought to be some relevance, as a matter of fact, there ought to be some reliability to all sides being presented. And I had a conversation with a gentleman on the air this week who was talking about what wonderful people journalists are and yada yada, and I almost laughed in his face, because on that same day when he was talking about how journalists are doing wonderful work, there was not one story, not one reference, not one item anywhere that I could find which related to something that now you can find if you go to DougSteffen.com, the story of all of the Islamic leaders around the world who said after the event in Paris, enough. This is the line in the sand. And they were leaders from Egypt, all over the Middle East, all over Africa, pretty much every international Islamic country and its leadership condemning loudly this. Now, I'm not here to apologize, neither are you, for Islam. But I think it's very interesting that there was none of that. Even listening to NPR on Friday afternoon, driving the fellow that was interviewing somebody who was supposedly close to the scene in Paris, and this guy's saying, well, they have to stand up and be, where are the people in Islam who are going to tell us that this is unacceptable? They're all over the place, but it hasn't been reported. And I just wonder how that shapes the debate. When we don't get all the information, how does that shape the debate on the News Talk Radio?
Well, not only does it shape the debate, it shapes public opinion, and public opinion is really important when it comes to peace in the world. I mean, if people believe that there is absolutely no resistance to this type of terrorism on the part of the Islam community, not only does it put the average day-to-day innocent Islam follower at risk, it puts the world at risk for war. What you cited is a very important component to the story, and it should be reported.
So why hasn't it been, or why have, why am I the only guy who seems to have found this, even when you go up the ladder to the likes of PBS, has staff a lot larger than me? So are these people avoiding it on purpose? Or is
I don't
it just
know. Some avoid it on purpose because they like to consider, they like to keep things hot and sensational because they think it sells copy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of it is also lack of understanding of the nuances and the shades of gray that exist within complex stories. Follow the leader. I think there's a tremendous amount of follow the leaderism going on in the media. I think that the media is operating on very, very reduced budgets, reduced staffs, reduced resources. And I have found that in today's media, in today's journalism, most reporters are really just rewriting stories that ran elsewhere so that they could either move it forward, but they don't, or just not be left out and out in the cold. That's an amazing thing to me, that so many times I know I hear from reporters that want to have a story about what's going on in radio. They say, well, we just saw it in the New York Times, so we would like to do it too.
Well, that's it. It's follow the leader, and it's the Washington Post. Remember, I think we talked about this a year or so ago,
mm-hmm.
how this is all, everybody, whether it's the NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNNs of the world, they follow the Washington Post, the New York Times, maybe the LA Times. And once in a while, they pick up something from the Daily Mail or the Guardian in England. And that's it. So print media, even though it's going the way of the wind, still seems to be the most important source for information, or at least how people trail back to find out more about stories. And
yes.
Oftentimes you see a story in the Wall Street Journal, and it'll be in Forbes the next week, or vice versa, that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
We're
and amazingly, even the media that's critical of some of these media decide what to be critical of based upon what those media do.
And then,
in other words,
yeah.
The media that criticizes the New York Times still allow the New York Times to set the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
They're so concerned with criticizing the New York Times that they don't realize they should be going out and digging up new stories and new investigations outside the realm of the New York Times.
So,
you follow what I'm saying?
What a runner. It's like the mouse in the cage. Good God. Unbelievable.
Well,
all right,
that's what happened in talk radio for a while, where
yes.
it became the liberal hosts and the conservative hosts bashing each other.
Right.
And suddenly we're not talking anymore about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest problems with liberal talk radio and why it failed was it was really anti-conservative talk radio.
Mm-hmm. Right. It didn't present their point of view. It's the other guys are bad. So all the promotion and publicity was going, instead of about what they were doing, they were calling attention to what the other guys, Rush Limbaugh's terrible, says Ed. And Ed then disappears
exactly.
And Rush is still out there. So... yeah, exactly. There are a few that are left, but hopefully there. I think when it gets right down to some of the issues, you understand that there are a few like Tom Hartman who aren't talking about the other guys. He's talking about the issues,
and that's why. And that's why Tom Hartman has established a worldwide niche for himself.
Yeah, right.
And is successful reasonably within what the market will bear.
Yep.
There's so many angles on the stories. First of all, there's so many stories. There's so many news items. There's so much interpretation that could be drawn. There's so many shades of gray. There is absolutely no excuse for so much follow the leaderism going on, but that is a direct result of the commercial control, the Madison Avenue ratings-oriented box office commercial monetary commerce control over what passes as journalism today.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a capitalist, I'm all for making money, but you have to balance it.
Yeah.
And the balance is out of whack right now.
All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're discussing the issues and the issue about the issues, if you will. There's issues and then there's issues about the issues.
There's issues about discussion of the issues.
That even tickles me. All right, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. We continue in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you can save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine, our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio and the nuance around it. You said something a minute ago that intrigues me, and I want to have people understand what you were talking about. There's so much going on. If that's the case, why is there so much repetition? And is that addressed by some of the changes in content and the desire for new hosts and new sort of media places for these people to show up? Because there is a desire for a change, maybe in attitude and content. I'd like to take that on in a matter of moments if we can. Michael Harrison is, and he didn't have to say anything there. I said it all. All right, I didn't really. Michael is the one who says it all. I just sometimes I say a lot, but I don't say it all. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is what you're listening to.
The
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Michael Harrison back with us again on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Television, Talkers Radio. So much going on. You made a point that is something that I address all the time. Again, this isn't about me, but I kind of have to, with my experience, I guess, throw a little bit of light on where it is that I'm coming from and what happens on my program. You said something that's so true, and yet one of the things that gets in the way, I think, of the growth of this wonderful medium that we have is that people stick to the same stuff over and over and over and over again when there's so much going on, so many things to talk about, and that kind of gets in the way of growth, the fact that we aren't talking, most of us or them, about the things that really matter to people in a broader sense. Yes or no?
Yes, I think that talk radio, because of the corporatization of it and the centralized programming under austerity budgets, has become far too much the same old. And there's nothing wrong with politics. You see, now they're throwing politics out with the bathwater. Politics is great, but you don't need it to be 100% of all of the medium being politics, where the B level and the C level and the D level and the beginner level talent are all saying the same things because they think that's what you're supposed to say.
Right.
You know, for example, if conservative politics is popular, you don't need some guy that doesn't know much about politics looking at the talking points and imitating Rush Limbaugh. That doesn't sound the same. It's different. It's an imitation. So the fact of the matter is we should have the masters of each element do their thing and have new masters of other elements. There's the paranormal. There's the financial. There's the medical. There's the health. There's the relationships. There's psychology. There's agriculture. There's all kinds of career opportunities. There are all kinds of nuances and storytelling for its own sake that could be done on talk radio. It doesn't have to be Obamacare good, Obamacare bad, Benghazi good, Benghazi bad, who's going to be the next president. And then you're missing the boat when you think about all the action locally, local personalities, local issues. Should they dig up Main Street or should they leave it as it is? Should they put a light on the corner of Elm and Oak? Should they not? All of this stuff makes for great conversation. And then there's frivolous conversation. Whatever happened to pistachio ice cream? What's the best pizza in town? Did you see that picture of the mayor? Does he look distinguished? There are so many angles to conversation, and we're not getting it anymore because there's too much of that aforementioned follow-the-leaderism and seeking the hits that will work without taking a chance on personality, nuance, and diversity.
So doesn't that open the door for others? For years, we've been talking about more women on the air. We've been talking about diversity. We've been talking about a lot of things. Those of us who have been in the trenches for a long time, observing things as they change. Some people change. Some people don't change. There are new directions in content on some radio stations, some radio platforms, but not necessarily just on the radio that's on the air. You look at Sirius, for example, or, I'm not just going to go to Sirius. There's a radio station in Los Angeles that I worked on for 3 years, KABC, that has changed. There's an article in Talkers magazine about the different content that's on the air there that is decidedly not political, at least where they're going from 9 in the morning, let's say, till 6 at night. And I wonder if that is the harbinger of some things that can come, if we can find the talent.
Well, yeah, they have to have the talent. If they don't have the talent, then the topics don't matter. I'd rather have a great talent doing a bad topic than a great topic with bad talent.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what you got in Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and San Francisco would have access to a lot of talent that maybe we can't get to surface in Des Moines under the circumstances. Michael Harrison is here. We're working our way through the stories and the nuance of what's going on in this world as we begin a new year analyzing News Talk Radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, beginning a new year. The charts, the items, the stories that we've overviewed for the week of January 5th to the 9th, the first full week of the year. The situation in Paris is number one, as could be expected. So here we have, we're talking about what's going on over there, and I put there in quotation marks. Let's say it happens here. Let's say there's an office in Houston, or there's an office in Albuquerque, not likely, but some city where there would be Richmond, Virginia. I don't know, pick a city where there's liable to be something that is published or is contrary to the will of some of the zealots who practice the Islamic religion. And maybe it might not even be the Islamic religion. Maybe it's there's something going on in a progressive Unitarian church let's pick a good city where there's a Unitarian church, Pittsburgh. And folks who belong to the more conservative Christian groups don't like the Unitarians. And so, you know what? We're going to put those Unitarians out of business. We're going in. We're going to shoot it up. So what training, what do American broadcasters, you address this in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, what sort of lessons do the American broadcasters have to learn from this to be prepared in case something like this happens, as horrible as it is to imagine?
Well, there's a huge fear among American broadcasters that the Unitarians are going to start shooting everybody. But that's it. And I say that, I have to point out that was a sarcastic remark.
Yes.
Because it really is about radical Islam, as opposed to fear of suddenly there being intolerance of different points of view. As a matter of fact, the fact that it is about radical Islam makes it a very specific and difficult conversation. Because then people say, well, why don't we have the same standards for everything? Why is it okay for Associated Press to run a cartoon critical of Christianity, but not okay to run it critical of Muhammad? And so you get into all kinds of shades of gray in terms of that. So bringing it back to radical Islam, if there were to be some type of an attack, this is a fear that is going through American media for sure. And we have a series of articles in Talkers Magazine. Remember, this is being read by people in the business,
by
people in the business,
yeah,
on how to protect yourself from the possibility of some type of hostile assault on your premises. and everything from security cameras to having guards at the door to having bulletproof glass to having redundancy and being able to broadcast by other ways if your lines are cut. And we have a lot of articles that are reflective of the concern within American media for the same thing happening here that happens in Europe, or and we have had terrorist attacks here in the United States. It's not like we have not had this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an issue in the media, and yes, the Paris situation is a big-time media story in the media.
And as well it ought to be. What do we do? A lot of times stations have been criticized, for example, if the storm of the century happens on the weekend and there's nobody in the news staff at the radio station, what are they doing? They're flat-footed. People get all their information. They're driving people to get information from some other source.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I said before about journalism in general, operating on austerity budgets, follow the leader, and coasting when they can, and selling out large portions of their airspace to programming that is paid for and not necessarily in the public interest. And the whole question of what's in the public interest is in question now as media has been corporatized.
Yeah.
There were two elements in the media that used to exist that are fading. One is pride and the other is public interest.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, most of the interest is in stockholder interest. And I'm not blaming anybody in management for that. They have to keep their jobs. Can you imagine a CEO going in front of the stockholders and saying, we could have made an extra $5 million this year, but you know something? It wasn't the right thing to do.
No, but you know what? If you want to play the blame game, you can go back to the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which was crafted by then-Congressman Edward Markey, who now is a senator from Massachusetts. He pretty much single-handedly, through his cronies, the same type of group that got together from the industry to reinvent the insurance industry, the so-called Affordable Health Care Act, which was basically written by three insurance lobbyists, Billy Towson, a former congressman, and the guy from MIT who now has been discredited, and one other guy. No doctors, nobody involved that had anything to do other than the insurance business getting bigger and better. That's what that was about. The Telecommunication Act was put together by mostly the telcos and the big owners like CBS, Viacom, all of the companies that could stand to benefit by having deregulation. Let's go in and buy all the stations we can.
Yeah, well, the problem is that we're heading away from being a republic known as the United States of America to becoming a corporation known as USA, Inc.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very big-time story, big-time issue, very hard to follow. Unfortunately, dominated right now by conspiracy theorists, many of whom are over the top and off the wall, but there's truth to it on a certain degree.
Oh, absolutely there is. Yeah, no question about it. All right. What do hosts do when they get nasty emails about issues, discussions of issues? And I'll use myself as a guinea pig in a moment as we continue here, reviewing what's going on in the world. It's sort of behind-the-scenes stories of the stories being discussed in the world of News Talk Radio. That's how the profile gets put together each week. The charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and
from the things I love, whatever that might be.
Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Let's come back to the issues of the week, or how they're handled, maybe. Not necessarily, there's a part of me that chuckles when I see things like this, and then there's a part of me that gets concerned. People say to me, when you get a negative comment or two or three, that you should just take them with a grain of salt, the same as you ought to take a positive comment from somebody. It's one person's point of view. Over the years, I'll admit to having thin skin, because I don't do the kind of program that is aimed at annoying people. I have an opinion-based program that deals with probably 14, 15 issues, maybe even in the context of 1 hour. Bing, bang, boom, in and out. And so we all know, Michael, there has been a continuing discussion of police tension. Number 7 this week on the countdown is the New York City Police Department versus Mayor, I call him Blah Blasio. There is a continuing discussion about the police relations in Phoenix and in St. Louis and Cleveland. It goes because we've had a lot of these instances. So I went on the air and said with regard to the police, because there was some inference, I think there was, it was International Police Officers Day or National Police Officers Recognition Day this past week. So I was talking about the 780,000 men and women who are wearing the uniform and whether they should wear two different kinds of uniforms. One for the people who sit at the desks and are not in harm's way, and another uniform for the people who go out on the street, have to have a gun at the ready, whether they're in their car, whether they're on a beat, whatever it is, they're more in danger than the people sitting inside. So I did say some things about having fewer police, well-trained, better paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I got this response. Hi, Doug. I look forward to listening to you each weekday morning. However, I had to turn you off regarding your discussion of police. I live in a small town and would not believe the drug problem that exists here. The police have to be alert and ready 24/7. Your observations and comments were ill-timed. When you have to call 911, are they there for you? Aren't you lucky? The crime rate grows, and we need every police officer that we can afford. I feel you owe an apology to these men who put their lives on the line. They never know if they will return home after their shift. I'm thankful there are men and women who are willing to take the job, et cetera, et cetera. So she reflects on something that I really didn't say. She heard part of what I said, and so she took off. Hey, she'll turn me back on again on Monday, but she went away because she didn't like my approach. Now, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on, and sometimes it carries the day. Remember the old days when the general manager loved to take these calls? Man, they were thrilled to get more angry callers. The program directors and managers of the great talk radio stations, they love that stuff. Now,
well, they understood
right. That
it, that controversy was part of it and that you're not connecting unless you're upsetting a few people. Or and I don't even consider the letter you just read to be nasty or
no,
she looked at it as an opportunity to get her point off, and people are not expert debaters. People are not studied philosophers or they to follow the track of a conversation. You press a button, it's a topic she cares about, she hears one thing you said, and it gave her a chance to say what she wanted to say,
yeah,
even though it didn't relate to what you said. Don't be so thin-skinned in this case. It's the one who says, how dare you say that?
Right.
Don't you realize, blah, 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 you are a pig.
Right.
I'm going to come and boycott you. You know, that kind of thing. That's
well, it comes back around. Somebody took offense last week in my hometown of Framingham. Some woman walked into the police station with bacon and pork chops and a whole bunch of other stuff that was, that came from pigs. And she threw, it's actually pretty funny, she threw the stuff at the window where the person in charge of the shift and the person who's the dispatcher who's communicating with the officers were sitting behind glass, this bulletproof glass. So she just throws all this stuff and yells, "Time to feed the pigs!" Hello, the pigs are what she threw at the police, obviously making a reference, but she didn't even think it through enough to know. The pigs.
She's not even a good terrorist.
It was really, she got arrested for disturbance
for,
of the peace.
For disorder.
Right,
for,
that's what
for
she was.
Public vandalism.
Right, yeah, she did do that. But she didn't even know that she was bringing the pig into the pigs, in a manner of speaking.
Maybe we should give educational courses to dumb people.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, this is colorful compared to the real venom that's out there.
Well, it is. And the point was, I told the story and I laughed about it, and I got an email from somebody. How dare you laugh about something so serious as that? That woman could have had a gun. Well,
that woman could have had a gun.
She didn't.
And then it would have been even worse.
Right.
And that's why we have degrees of legal, ramification. That's why we have first degree, second degree, third degree. That's why there's law. That's why there's studies. That's why it's philosophical. That's why people go to school for years to learn law. That's why law enforcement is a complex art and science. And that's why we should have intelligent discussion, and that's why we should have education in schools, and that's why the media should be a little bit more, shall we say, sensitive to the fact that not everybody out there has a 7-year-old education.
Well, here's the president this week, didn't make it into the top 10, but was probably pretty close, preparing to introduce legislation to make community college, 2-year college courses, free for everybody in America that follows the plan that he's put out there. So, all right, we're going to teach everybody, well, we're going to hope everybody goes to college. And when you look in cities like Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Los Angeles I know best for reasons I don't know why. My daughter's a teacher there. Maybe that's why I follow it more closely than I do Boston. 46% of those who are 16 in Los Angeles drop out of public high school. So what are you going to do? You're going to basically add 2 more years. So instead of going to 16, you mandate going to 18. And what do we need college? What do we need to have those special schools for? Just keep them in public schools with something that's valuable that they can learn from and will contribute to their progress becoming a mature adult.
You answered the question. By the time they're ready to go to college, it's too late. for us to increase education in the United States is to make public education much better than it is, and to have a available option for private education that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then more people will go to college. Do I think that colleges have to be reformed? Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. And we don't have enough time to go into it for now.
No, we're out of
colleges
time.
Colleges have also become corporations that are more interested in making money and growing their name than giving good education.
Look at these big, huge facilities. My God. All right. Michael, we've touched a lot of hot buttons today, as usual. Thank you. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
All right, now we have 53 minutes after the hour. Time for us to check in on some of the issues of the week and the rendering from a legal standpoint, opinions on what's gone on here. Always take Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, a college professor, and an expert on a number of things, including scams. He's got a great website, scamicide.com. And so as I look through the top 10 issues this week, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Steve, I see the Keystone Pipeline is playing again. There are all kinds of threats of all kinds of lawsuits, some of them based on the fact the oil comes from Canada. Some people don't know whether the pipeline is above the ground or below the ground. State of Nebraska hasn't made up its mind, which sort of interests me because Nebraska and those states there are oil states, and I wonder if they're looking at their own self-interest and if you can make a legal case based on your own self-interest.
People do. They don't call it that. But, the Keystone Pipeline is a fascinating piece of legislation because it deals with bringing down a pipeline to bring down oil from Canada. And the argument on one side is that it will reduce the fuel costs and provide jobs. The argument on the other side is that it's going to be an environmental disaster. And interestingly enough, they're probably both wrong. The analysis of the jobs that will be created are relatively few. This is not going to be like the Alaska pipeline. And in regard to the environmental issues, the primary environmental issues are the kind of fracking that they do to get this oil in Canada, which they're going to do anyway, and they're just going to bring it down through other methods that they already are doing.
Well, that's the thing. When you get down to brass tacks here, the foolishness in the argument of it's environmentally unsound. Hello, how much diesel fuel are we going to burn in the locomotives that haul the oil down from where it is to the Gulf? And how much is it going to be spewed into the air from trucks that are hauling this stuff down? It is a specious, nonsensical, actually offensively idiotic argument.
The issue is, though, frankly, if you want to talk about killing this project through lawsuits, it could well be done because it can tie the law is slow. It could be tied up in the courts for all kinds of environmental impacts. I agree with you. I kind of find it interesting that Nebraska is holding out, but I'm not sure if Nebraska is really holding out as much as just it's a procedural issue they're going through. But yeah, slowing these projects to make them too costly and too delayed by using the courts as a hammer, even when there's not necessarily much of a chance of winning, that unfortunately is a sideline to our legal system.
So how do the people who oppose it get their money? Their various well-funded environmental 501c3s usually, and they have their own lawyers on staff. I mean, some of these things are big-time business, these anti-this and anti-that groups.
I'm not sure that anyone is going to be making money out of this. You know, there's not necessarily a business purpose to the people who are attacking the Keystone pipeline, but there are a lot of these environmental groups that are well-funded by donations of environmentalists. And, you know, I consider myself an environmentalist. I consider you an environmentalist, but you have to balance all of this out to do it in a smart way, just not a draconian way that doesn't take into consideration, like you did, the alternative being probably more harm to the environment.
Well, but I mean, how simple is this? The Keystone bill, anyway, the Democratic leader of the House, Ms. Pelosi, says that a veto will stand. That remains to be seen. But again, what are you opting for here? That would be the question. All right. And next, number 9 this week on the countdown chart has to do with this pedophile case. The fact that Bill Clinton is involved in this federal case involving a Floridian who apparently has a place on an island where he's been accused of having sex slaves and Clinton, you know, I mean, what's so this?
Clinton, Alan Dershowitz, who is filed to have the lawyers who are representing this person disbarred, also Prince Andrew. This thing is, you know, at this point, it's, you know, the media jumping on a lot of salacious facts that are intimated in the complaint, but it's kind of early to see, you know, what the reality is. I think an interesting thing is pointed out by Dershowitz, who has been very aggressive in not only saying that he is innocent, but saying he would waive the statute of limitations and have the accuser bring a claim against him, and him bringing a claim for disbarment of the lawyers for bringing this case in the first place. That, I think, is going to be an interesting lawsuit.
Yeah, going around in a circle. Yeah, that is. The law is interesting, and it applies to a number of our stories every week that are a part of the review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.